We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A fancy sandwich shop opens in Roxborough.
Sandwiches are something we've had fun with, staff meals and specials and things like that throughout the years. And we've been open 12 years now at Lucky's Last Chance. So for us to be able to expand into the sandwich game has just, it's been a ton of fun creatively and everything else. It's allowed us to really kind of dive deep into another American treasure, which is the sandwich.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at 5154 Ridge Avenue at Lucky's Trading Company, which is a test kitchen with two concepts. One is Lucky's Roadside Stand, which opened about a year ago, and the other concept just recently opened. It's called Sunshine Sandwich Shop. I'm with co-owner Chris Barnes. So did I get that right?
You did, 100%. We're trying to make it as confusing as possible for you.
Okay, and tell me like how it all began, because I know this is kind of a pre-pandemic story, right?
So during the pandemic, we had to shut down both restaurants, couldn't have customers in. And so we converted our restaurants to a lot of takeout and delivery, which is something that we had never really done before. We had been really fully eat-in restaurants. And as we started to recover and we started to welcome diners back into the restaurants, our kitchens weren't big enough to handle the continued demand for delivery and takeout services. And so we had the opportunity to open up a space in Roxborough, not too far away from our Manayunk location, and start to create a takeout delivery version of Lucky's Last Chance that we now call Lucky's Roadside Stand.
So you have Lucky's Last Chance in Manayunk and Queen Village, and then Lucky's Roadside Stand is here in Roxborough?
That's correct, yes.
Okay,
so lots of Lucky's.
And then you also have Sunshine Sandwich Shop, and then you are thinking about also expanding into a pizza shop?
We have a couple other things on the horizon we won't get into yet. But the second part of our idea for Roxborough, and this space was so big that allowed us to do Lucky's Roadside Stand, but also really set ourselves up to be able to have other concepts come out of here. So we're using it as a test kitchen, a pop-up space. We have different vendors that come in and out of here. We're doing a holiday market. We'll have biscuits and pickles and those types of things from some vendors that are coming on board. But the newest thing for us is Sunshine Sandwich Shop, which opened recently.
So tell me about Sunshine Sandwich Shop. Oh, you're also going to be doing like a little shop in here?
We are. We're going to be doing a holiday shop. We're going to be bringing in a lot of like local vendors and things like that. So as people come in for the sandwich shop and for anything else, they'll be able to buy local hot sauces, pickles, biscuits, things like that.
Got it. Okay, so what kind of sandwiches are you serving? It says super duper tasty. So what makes them super duper tasty?
I think we kind of took a traditional approach to the menu, but tried to really elevate stuff, but not with ingredients that you can't pronounce or can't spell, but with really just simple, fresh, great ingredients.
So give me an example of some of your super duper tasty sandwiches.
Oh, I think one of my favorites right now is our fried green tomato BLT. It's a fried green tomato on a Labus sourdough toasted bread with a tzatziki sauce in place of mayonnaise.
What else do you got?
I think my second favorite one is probably the vegetarian option for us. It's the Woodstock, and it's grilled eggplant, sauteed broccoli rabe, roasted red pepper, sharp provolone. Kind of, even for me as a meat eater, it really just eats as a filling sandwich, and it's a vegetarian option.
Any other sandwiches you want to highlight?
God, I mean, I think everything on our menu is really simple and good. We have the Carmine, which is a kind of an upscale version of an Italian sub. But the Love Child is one of my favorites, and it's a chicken sandwich, sauteed chicken with provolone and bell peppers and onions and all of this great stuff, and it kind of just melts together, and it's super cheesy and good. But I think the pinnacle and the one people know us for already is what we started with a little while back, which is called the Pauly, and it's our cheesesteak. We only do it on the weekends, and this started off at Lucky's Last Chance as a one-day-a-year thing. We did it on National Cheesesteak Day, and the demand for it was so great, we would sell out. We did it again the next year, it would sell out. We did it again for a special event, it would sell out. So we finally found it a home with Sunshine Sandwich Shop, so it's available just on the weekends now.
I understand that you guys used to be also involved in Burger Brawl.
So we still are, very much so. Rob Wasserman and Burger Brawl kind of helped give us our start and put us on the map. The second year we were open, we got invited to be a part of this thing, and we were up against these amazing chefs and these amazing restaurants, and we decided that we probably couldn't compete with some of these like really top-tier chefs, so we brought our peanut butter and bacon burger from Lucky's Last Chance and managed to win the People's Choice Award, and subsequently won it a few more times since. And then the last Burger Brawl we won with a burger called the Pickle Monster. So this year we got invited to judge instead, but still very much a part of it.
Right? You got like banned from putting your stuff in there because you kept winning everything?
I don't know about banned. I think Rob was tired of calling our name at the end of this thing. So we're taking at least a 1 year break to judge this year, which is going to be really fun. And I think next year you'll see us back in the ring.
All right. Well, you'll have a lot of, you know, like experience with your sandwiches. A burger is a sandwich, right?
I mean, a burger is a burger. A sandwich is a sandwich. A hot dog is a hot dog. These are, while they're things between buns, a little bit different than a true sandwich, at least.
Yeah. What are you most excited about with Sunshine Sandwich Shop?
This is a new concept for us, so it's something that we can actually explore some different things that we've been trying to do. Sandwiches are something we've had fun with, staff meals and specials and things like that throughout the years, and we've been open 12 years now at Lucky's Last Chance. So for us to be able to expand into the sandwich game has just, it's been a ton of fun creatively and everything else. It's allowed us to really kind of dive deep into another American treasure, which is the sandwich.
What makes a sandwich like elevated?
The bread. I mean, I think it always comes down to the bread. No matter what we do on top of that, if the bread is not amazing, then it's just never going to be great.
Oh, what is it about Le Bus? Because I know you're getting your bread from Le Bus.
Oh, we are. We're getting it from Le Bus. We get some from Merzbacher's. We get some from Lissio's. I think they all make great products. And it's just about really what ties that sandwich together. So you want the flavors of that bread and the structure of that bread to kind of match and hold up to whatever we're trying to put on top of this. Some of our smaller stuff, the Le Bus sourdough, once you toast that stuff up, I mean, it just melts in your mouth. And so anything we put on that is going to be pretty good to start with.
All right. Tell me about this decor. This is very, very Philly-centric, it looks like. You got Gritty with the Nirvana iconic album cover. What is this all you have on the wall?
So it's hard not to be inspired by Lucky's Last Chance. We brought some of those things with us for this. One of the things we do a ton of there is we have a lot of local artists that do stuff. And so here we have Rose Bear and Pink Bike Ralph. These are all just gig posters of bands and stuff that have happened to be in Philadelphia at some point in time that he did.
What's the story behind the TVs?
The TVs really started with, when we opened this place at first, it was initially just going to be a pickup kitchen, a takeout space. And what happened with the TVs is we moved in and there was an old one here and it happened to work. And we were joking about like, this is a fun idea and it's a throwback thing. And so we just started to lean into it. We've been collecting more and more. We added some wood paneling and the picnic tables to try to give it a, you know, almost a basement 60s, 70s feel.
It reminds me of like vintage MTV. Like they used to do that with the snow on the TV.
If you remember, there was a show called Remote Control on MTV. And this is exactly what it reminded me of as we started to stack these things together. I said, I know this look. It's a ton of fun. I mean, and it's quirky and it's interesting. And when people come in, they stop. And when little kids come in, they've never seen TVs like this before. So they look at it like, what is this thing? And what is static on a television? Because I've never seen that on it.
That's so funny. I guess we're old.
I'm starting to feel that way as well.
So these are band posters, and it's just a very colorful shop.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a work in progress. We didn't intend initially to have customers come inside the space, at least not this early. And then I think the neighborhood kind of demanded that from us. Like, we wanted to be able to come in, pick up our sandwiches, potentially eat here. So it's an evolution right now, and I think you're going to see more local artists doing things as we move forward with this.
I see you're selling some very kind of artsy, vintagey T-shirts.
Our t-shirts. We did these for staff shirts a long time ago, and our customers kind of demanded that, like, I want to buy one of these, and I want one of these, and I want one of these. So we finally just decided to put them on sale. So this is kind of the start of some of the merchandise and things we're going to be selling and as we do the markets and things moving forward.
Lucky's Last Chance shirts and Sunshine Sandwich Shop shirts. So what inspired you to open the sandwich shop here? Like, what was it that you're like, you know what, we got to make sandwiches in this space?
It was a really exciting time for us at the end of the pandemic as we were welcoming people back in. But what we didn't see was the demand for our sandwiches to still be delivered and still be takeout. And we were getting killed online for it. We're getting one-star reviews because we weren't delivering and we weren't available for takeout because we were so busy trying to take care of the customers that were in our restaurant.
People were mad.
They really were. It was, and it was awesome. And I think I got frustrated with it initially and then realized, well, hell, if people really want our food that bad, then let's figure out a way to make that work. And so that's how we ended up opening the roadside stand-up here that started this whole thing. And the sandwich shop just came about because we had this space, we had this opportunity, and we love this Roxborough Manioc neighborhood, this Northwest corridor. We also love our Queen Village location. But this is kind of where we started. This was our home. So when we were going to start something new, this seemed like the right place to do it.
You want to be, like, known for your, like, special sandwiches?
I do. I think, you know, we had a really fun opportunity to do something a little different than a traditional deli and a little bit fresher than a lot of the chain stuff and things along those lines. And for it to be really be fun and for us to do it kind of in our home neighborhood.
This is where you guys are from?
Yeah, I mean, this is where we started the business. So, yes, this is where,
like, Manioc,
the Lucky's brand is from, right? We started on Main Street in Manioc, and the neighborhood, Roxborough, Manioc, East Falls, have been so good and so supportive of us kind of since the day we opened. There's no place else that I would want to open something like this and start something new.
I think it's hilarious that your customers are, like, mad at you because you're not expanding enough, because you're not, like, serving them enough. They're like, you must be successful. You must do better. Do more for us.
God, I hadn't even thought about it that way. But, you know, I'm so grateful. We're so grateful. Like, our customer supported us so well during the pandemic, and it allowed us to keep staff working through a lot of it. And, like, we wouldn't be here without them, you know? And the fact that they got that mad that we had to stop doing takeout to take care of the customers in our restaurants because our kitchens are so small, it was really kind of, you know, the nicest thing in the world. It was almost an honor, right, to hear people be that angry and that emotional about it.
I mean, that's really interesting, though, that, like, there's that, like, feedback loop that you have. Like, you get a one-star review because you didn't do takeout for me, or you didn't do it, like, I really want to take out, and I'm really mad at you for that, which is a message for you, like, we want you to expand.
Sure. I think, you know, the customers started doing something different during the pandemic, right? We all did. I was never a big fan of delivery food and things like that, but we all had to do some of these things. We were all eating in our houses and doing all these things at home. So I think it changed the way that we look at that kind of stuff. And there were people coming out of the pandemic that still weren't ready to come back into the restaurant. And all of a sudden we're like, hey, what about me? How come I can't still get food from you? So it put us in a really weird spot. There's no way, you know, in Manioc to expand the size of your kitchen or get any more food out. This was it. This was the only way that we could try to figure out to squash some of that stuff and to hopefully, you know, deliver the product that people were asking us for.
Yeah, I'm getting the sense from a lot of restaurants that I interview that is here to stay. That delivery side, that expansion on the delivery, like, people are, there are some people that still are not comfortable going into restaurants, but also they realized, like, wow, delivery is great and easy and I like it.
You know what? It is. It's convenient, right? And that's the great part about it. The bummer side of it is you're not getting food at the freshest point possible. You're not getting food, I think, the way that a lot of restaurants want you to try to get it. And for us specifically, the reason we never did delivery prior to the pandemic, birds just don't travel that well, right? Like, they get steamed up, they start to overcook, they just do all these things where a cheesesteak or a cold sandwich, like, they deliver very well. And I think that was also part of the reason that we walked into the Sunshine concept, is because now we have a product that delivers better, it's takeout better, and we can continue to struggle with figuring out ways to get our burgers to travel well, but at least now we have something that we can put out that we're proud of from a delivery standpoint.
Yeah, I'd like to get a sandwich delivered to my house. Like, who wouldn't, right?
I mean, the best part about this thing is you can sit home on a Friday night and order whatever you want and have it delivered to your house. Like, that wasn't stuff that happened before the pandemic. And I don't want to say that anything good came out of that, right? But we evolved and things changed. And I'm not upset about the fact that I can order anything to my house now at 9 p.m. on a Friday night.
All right. Once again, Sunshine Sandwich Shop is open here at Lucky's Trading Company, 5154 Ridge Avenue. And Chris Barnes is co-owner of Sunshine Sandwich Shop. What is your Instagram, or what is your the way to like find out what else is happening in the space? Because right now it's two businesses, but soon to be more.
Yeah, so I mean, you can follow the sandwich shop at Sunshine Sandwich Philly on Instagram. It's the best spot to find us. And Lucky's Trading Company at Lucky's Trading Co. on Instagram.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much, and thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.